everyone. And for this episode, we have blogger Juned Sunido, who is also the head of the Philippine Blog Awards. Hi, Juned.
Hi, Janet.
Juned, first I would like to congratulate you for the recent Philippine Blog Awards.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I would like to ask you, based on your experience with the Philippine Blog Awards, mm-hmm. which has been ongoing for the past 4 years, if I'm not mistaken,
yes, 4 years.
What changes do you see happening now in the Philippine blogosphere in terms of the blogs and their content and the bloggers per se?
Yes. Well, we're actually seeing more diversification this year mm-hmm. in terms of both content and genre and form. And this is because there has still been an increase in the number of bloggers. But at the same time, you have to stand out. Mm-hmm. It's not like a few years ago when you're one blogger, you specialize in this one, for example, for technology. Now you have 10 bloggers specializing in technology, and you have to stand out. So mm-hmm. based on this, the bloggers tend to diversify. And also, there's been a trend, for example, of some bloggers using other platforms. And sometimes this is because of the ease of operation. For example, some of them have used Tumblr a lot. Mm-hmm. Some have gone into Twitter, and also, which is basically microblogging. And within all of this, it's actually they're trying to diversify themselves. They're trying to make things more easy. And in essence, you notice blogging, as it started out, was sort of the a new fad. Now it's just one of the things that people use, and people sometimes forget that blogging is social media.
Okay.
And it is. So you have several platforms. I've seen bloggers gone from blog to Twitter, mm-hmm. blog to Tumblr, and it's very diversified.
Do you see? But I also noticed that a lot of bloggers organize themselves. Like yes. in Cebu, in Cagayan de Oro, in Davao, mm-hmm. Soccergen, they started forming associations. Do you see more bloggers grouping themselves? And what do you think is the rationale behind the grouping that's being performed right now by a lot of these groups?
Well, I think basically they've discovered the power of going online. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things they do is through blogging. Mm-hmm. And sometimes some groups have missions. For example, the one in Mindanao, they have this specific mission to change the view of people of Mindanao. And in other parts, like in Northern Luzon, people are grouping together and using blogs as a platform, because it's still one of the easiest platforms.
Can you cite some of the blogs that grabbed your attention last year? Masasabi mo talagang nag-stand out sila, and why?
See, for last year, I think we have, we have yung The Creative Dork.
Okay.
The Creative Dork, basically, he's writing, it's basically content. Mm-hmm. Because you see a lot of lifestyle blogs or personal blogs, but when you see the way they write, it's very interesting. One is also one by J. Javier, Random Salt. Mm-hmm. And he's a political blogger. Mm-hmm. And when he writes, it's very... very interesting, very informative, and very detailed. Uh-huh. Kring has her video blog with her Korean boyfriend, uh-huh. which is basically entertaining, and it highlights what I believe in, is that there are so many blogs. You have to make your content very interesting so that people can come back. Uh-huh. Her weekly or monthly videos with her boyfriend, the one eating balut or teaching her how Tagalog, is very interesting. So you go back and back to it as well.
Kailangan pala mapanood yan at makansawan si Kring.
Yes.
Okay. In the past, there has always been issues within mm-hmm. the blogosphere.
Yes.
I mean, either bloggers versus bloggers, groups versus groups. Do you see things changing or evolving, or do you think the issues are becoming more serious? And we see more blogging politics will continuously happen, in our sphere.
I think you can never eliminate politics in anything we do, in any human endeavor. What is interesting, though, nowadays, what we see is people group together for certain issues that affect us bloggers and people online. For example, the data cap issue, mm-hmm. The digital divide, a lot of this, we might have different views on how to blog or how to do things, but when it comes to common issues, people find, for lack of a common sense, a commonality that we can band together and, you know, put up a fight or let our voices be heard.
Bloggers last year were heavily involved in the elections.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, although there were bloggers who were involved in the previous elections, but last year was really something different.
Mm-hmm.
What is your perspective on the bloggers' role last year in the elections? And do you see more of us getting into this in the next elections to come?
Yeah, possibly. Last year we had an increase in number of bloggers going mm-hmm. into politics and covering it. We had mom bloggers doing it. We had students go into it, and I think it's not it's been influenced by one, the effect of blogging also outside of the Philippines, like the way Obama used social media played heavily into the part of a lot of the handlers of the PR and a lot of the bloggers themselves.
Is there anything that you fear of? That what might happen in the blogging community as you monitor its growth for the past years?
Oh, fear in the blogging community. Well, I have basically two fears.
Okay.
One fear is we might just wake up with some regulation that we won't be able to counter, which is happening in other countries. Second is, I think that...
When you say happening in other countries, are you saying the form of expression?
Or? Yes, form of expression, the limit, the cases filed against certain bloggers. In China, we have the Great Firewall of China. I don't think it'll happen here, but I've seen certain cases where there is legislation passed covering how a blogger should or what behavior any online, like in Korea, it's actually a hotbed of a lot of these legislations. My second fear is that I hope we don't get into, as a community, get into a big fight because of our diversity.
Okay.
Because most of us sometimes hold up different views on how to do things or different politics. I only hope it won't be so divisive to say that Group A is the only type of blogger, or Group B is the only type of blogger.
And speaking of that, do you see a national blogging association to be formed soon?
I think that's a possibility, especially if we are about to confront certain issues in terms of legislation, in terms of laws that's going to be passed. I think we were actually seeing now some suggestions on, let's say, libel online, how we are going to use our freedom or how it use it, and how bloggers perhaps possibly could be taxed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we might be different in views, might be different, but I think when it comes to those issues, there is a need to find common ground.
Okay. What are your plans this year, personally?
Still blog. Still enjoy and use social media. There's this saying that you might write and write your content, but you still have to make it known to the world. If not, it's like you're a beautiful woman winking in the dark.
Okay. Thank you very much, Junaid.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone.